turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the cow who cares for the caregivers. Woohoo! Yay, everybody! This is your show where you can find help and hope. And today I have my sidekick, my best friend, my co-host. Lynn is here today.
Hi. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to be here. So you had a little bit of a hectic week this week?
I got a new sink. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
I had a stainless steel kitchen sink. I hate stainless steel. And they had to cut my counter. Now I have this big, huge thing. I don't cook, but I could wash every pot and pan.
Really? It's like deep. Really, Lynn? Yeah. So I'm going to look forward to it.
Yes. Yes. She wanted this sink really? So bad. I'm telling you, all she did was talk about having getting this sink, and she finally got her sink.
This is since I was young. I like white sinks, white appliances. I don't want stainless steel because you can't get them sparkly.
Yeah, I had to run into her house before when I picked her up today just to look at the sink.
I'm very excited.
All about the kitchen.
I know. And my friends are coming from Canada in February, so I got a new fridge, and I'm getting a new dishwasher.
She's a riot. She's a riot.
I'm a very busy girl.
We need to get this girl a boyfriend.
Well, we're working on it. Lynn and I want brothers. We need brothers. So are there any brothers out there? Anyway, let's get down to business. Today I want to give a shout out to our listeners, Shelly from Largo.
Hey, Shelly.
And Barbara from St. Pete. And Mel from Tampa.
Yay.
And this week our show is dedicated to hospice volunteers. I'm going to talk about that a little bit in a little while, but I am very, very grateful for the hospice volunteers that are out there and what they do. So we have some special guests on the show today. We have Tracy Christner from Empath Health. That's when we'll be talking about hospice. And then we have, say hi.
Hello.
Glad you're here. And then we have Maria Weiner from Maria's Adult Daycare. And Maria hasn't been on the show in a little while. But I guess things are going pretty well because last time you were on the show, there was one Maria's. And
now there's two
Maria's.
That's twins now.
So that's really good. And introduce your daughter, Maria.
And we have here with me little me, Sophia Weiner.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Glad to have you today.
Thank you.
And we have on the boards the most wonderful producer, Peter Blake.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. So great that you're here today.
Absolutely. Love
it. So tell our listeners a little bit about your show. Do your spiel.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune in to the evolution of Sports Talk Radio. It's the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about. And if you're wondering why we call it the evolution of Sports Talk Radio, it's because we give you your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows.
Don't hang up on you.
So join me from 3 to 5 on the Tan Talk Sports Network. It's the web, the sports web.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. So Sophia's here today because it's something I want to let our listeners know about is Lynn and I are going to be having a new radio program. We still have Connecting Caregivers, but we're going to be having a new show starting in April, and it's only going to be about good news. Good news only, because I tell you, I love doing caregiving, but it can make me a little weary. And like I tell you caregivers, you got to find a balance. I had to find a balance, too. So the new show is just going to be about good news. It's going to be on Thursday afternoons at 3. And Sophia is going to be one of my little news reporters, because we got some really good news out there in the community with kids and other stuff going on. So if you have some good news, call me, email me if you would like to be part of the show or be a partner on the show. Come on, let's talk about it. All righty. Good news.
With Lynn and Linny.
With Lynn and Linny. I'm
well,
so
there won't
excited.
Be any politics, no political talk on that
no,
show, right?
No, there will not.
No Donald
be.
Trump stuff. No crime. That's good. I may listen.
Only joy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So, Tracy, tell us a little bit about, you know, we were talking about before the show, how the relationship is with hospice and empath and blah, 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 blah.
Glad to. I think that people get a little confused, and I hope I can shed some light on that. We are thrilled to be part of the Empath Health Network of Care. We think of, as you said earlier, Empath Health is the ice cream. And we have a lot of flavors of that ice cream, or we consider it part of our network of care. Probably the most important part of that network, or the most popular, or the most widely recognized, is our Suncoast Hospice.
Right.
Proudly taking care of patients in this community for 40 years this year.
We have one of the best hospice around.
We probably have the best hospice around.
Yeah.
And so certainly that is the hat that I wear sometimes, talking to people about hospice care and what's included in that hospice benefit. But we also have other pieces of that network of care that are important, too. And the whole reason for establishing Empath Health as the larger organization is because sometimes people don't want you coming at them with your Suncoast Hospice hat on.
Right. Because that word hospice is scary.
It can be. It can be when you're not ready for it and
right.
you're not in
or
need of it.
Or when you don't really understand it.
But we have many, many services that are for people much further upstream, not quite ready for that end-of-life or serious illness care. For example, my specialty is advanced directives and advanced care planning. And that is something every one of us needs to do. We don't right. need to wait till we are sick and dying to have advanced directives. And so I couldn't really go out into the community and say, I'm here from hospice and I want you to do a living will. It really makes a lot better sense for me to be from Empath Health and talk about why healthy people do living
right.
wills. We want to do this early. Right. We want to do this before the stress of an illness. Also under that umbrella includes home health agency, home health care, a PACE organization.
PACE is great.
Which is program.
We'll do a whole show on that another day.
That would be wonderful. That is Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And we also have an organization called EPIC that cares for people in our community with affected and infected with HIV. And so,
and that used to be ASAP, wasn't it?
Correct. Okay. That was ASAP, and they changed their name to EPIC, which is Empath Partners in Care. Because, again, they've kind of cast their net much wider now.
Right.
They do help with housing now, and they have a food pantry. And
wow.
And a home, they have a what's called Home 3050, which is a care clinic.
Okay.
They can get their medication. So it's much, much, like I said, that net has cast much further
right.
now. And so sometimes you have to change names, and that's hard when you're in an organ, when you're in a community for 40 years and you've been that same name for the longest time, it's
right.
really uncomfortable for people to say, well, what is this Empath Health thing? And it'll
take
time.
Well, it was kind of weird because it was Suncoast Hospice, then it was the Hospice of the Florida Suncoast.
Well, it was actually originally the Hospice of the Florida
okay.
Suncoast, but people always shortened it, so we kind of, that was kind of our adopted name, and then we officially became Suncoast Hospice and then realized that it just wasn't fitting the bill for
right.
everything that
right.
we do. And so, you know, we want to be known as the healthcare organization that cares from people from very, very young. We have pediatric programs to the end of their lives.
And then you care about people, even, you know, you guys do bereavement, too.
Absolutely.
Bereavement counseling. One of the best things that ever happened to me was after my mom passed away, I went into a group, and it was just for women whose mothers had passed. Mm-hmm. And there must have been, like, 15 of us in the group, and 9 of us, our mothers were born in Brooklyn.
What
so,
a coincidence.
You know, we're,
that's
you know,
awesome.
From New York comes to Florida, and you know, it was just, but it was an awesome group. It really, really
I think
me.
That is probably one of the things that our patients find very appealing is that to know that their loved ones aren't going to be left alone after they pass.
Right.
We are with them for a year.
Right.
And sometimes longer.
That's all they want to know. My kids are going to be okay. My husband's going to be okay. Whoever it is.
We absolutely. We take care of the family, and the patient and the family.
Well, and because it's a whole, the whole care is not, people think hospice, they just think of the physical part of hospice. The emotional part of hospice, the spiritual part of hospice is much huger than all of it.
Exactly, exactly. It is that team approach. It's not just, as you said, the nurses and the caregiving part, that which is a very important part of that, but it's also the social workers, the volunteers. You talked about hospice volunteers today. Yeah. They do amazing things with our patients and families, from things around the household to our teens coming in and making videos of these patients.
And the chaplains just having a conversation with you.
And the chaplains. I don't know where we would be without our spiritual care professionals. They're amazing.
They are amazing. You know, I felt when my mom was passing, Buddy Doyle, and if you're out there listening, Buddy, I hope you are. Buddy Doyle was my chaplain. And I felt when my mom passed that I was birthing her into a new life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I would have had that mindset or if I hadn't spent that time with Buddy. It was huge.
Absolutely. Was absolutely. Huge. Very important part of the care.
Yeah. All right. So talk to us a little bit about, we wanted to talk about the advanced directive.
Yeah. Yeah. The part I'm probably the most excited about. Very excited.
Other people are like, oh, advanced directive.
I know. Well, because of what it is, I have to kind of go in there with that. This is a positive thing.
It is a positive thing.
This is not sad, sad, sad. This is about getting what you want at a time when you can't talk yourself. Okay? And the most important thing that I say to people, there's a lot of guilt around people when they're dying. We all start, all that baggage we have kind of bubbles to the surface. And the best thing we can possibly do is honor somebody by caring for them the way they want to be cared for.
Right.
And we don't all want to be cared for the same way.
Exactly.
We all have different value systems. We all have different things we like and we don't like. And so the only way we can do that is to communicate with each other and put those wishes down in a living will.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what I spend my time doing is going out in the community and saying, this is a gift to your family. Because by the time this happens, you're really not knowing what's going on in that living will. By the time your living will is actually enacted, this is about them. This is about those people that want to care for you. They don't want to make decisions for you. They want to honor the decisions you already made.
And I got to tell you something. And when you do this, because you guys are going to do this, because it's good for you, you got to let everybody know about it. Because somebody just told me recently, in our industry.
I believe.
They couldn't find any living will, so they ended up writing a living will at the end with mom. Now, mom was already having some issues or whatever, and mom passed away. When they went through mom's stuff, mom already had a living will, and some of that stuff that was in that living will that mom originally wrote went against her wishes at the end because she wasn't lucid enough in the end to do that living will.
Exactly.
So being prepared is the most important thing with everything and with everything with senior care, so I hope you guys are listening.
Well, I think that once you reach 18, you should always, you know, tell your kids.
Right.
So why not, you know?
Right.
But you want to hear it. I tell my kids, I think every day, hey, guys, you know, when I get old, I want to be in a crazy community where I feel like I'm the one running it, which I'm not, but I'm still having fun.
But we'll tell you are.
Yes, and I'm having fun, and I'm socializing, and it's just kind of telling your kids from early on, I already have my power of attorney, my son,
right.
Dylan, and my healthcare surrogate, my daughter, because this one will come up in front of the doctor and say, you're doing this right now.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So, and you have to know who's strong at that and who's not strong at that. You know, that's a whole nother conversation.
I have Linda.
Yeah.
She'll pull the plug in 2 minutes.
Exactly. You know, it's like I love my sister. My sister loves me. My sisters, they'll have me plugged in until I was 150. Not Lynn. She'll be...
We could do an entire show just on healthcare surrogates and the importance of it, and I call them my table bangers. You need those table bangers.
That's a good thing.
Those people who can
like
kind of grab that doctor by the collar and say, you're going to listen to me. You're going to answer my questions. You're going to get what I need done.
And Linda made me put it on my fridge.
There you go. Well, it kind of goes back to what you were saying. People will not find your living will if you put it in that safe deposit box or
if you put it in that drawer.
When I help people do living wills, I usually make them a dozen copies, and they look at me like, holy cow, what am I going to do with all of these? Well, every doctor that cares for you needs one.
Right.
Everyone you've chosen as a healthcare surrogate or an alternate needs one. And anybody who would be at your bedside if you were ever really, really sick needs to know what's in that, because it's always the outlier, the people who didn't know what was going on, that caused the problems.
Well, I can remember when I first did mine many, many years ago. So I made copies. I sent it to everybody in my family. And they're all like, oh, thank you, Linda. You know, like, they don't want to talk about it. They don't like it. I said, well, too bad.
We got to make it normal. You got to quit making this about something scary.
And that's what I think, like Maria was saying. Maria talks to her children about it. I talk to my kids, my grandchildren. Yeah. It's part of life.
It is part of life.
And if you talk about it, it's not as scary.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. Communication is power.
That's what I say every week. Right?
Yeah, and when you do have kids after they've left the home, they don't. You might change what you want to do. Because I know that my husband had three children. And after he died, no, he can't be cremated. He can't. They were his wishes.
Yeah. You got to keep talking about it.
They didn't want to hear it beforehand, and then when they heard it afterwards.
They didn't like it.
Exactly.
See, that's why you need to have those.
But I was the boss.
Yeah, for once.
There you go. Exactly.
All right, so let's talk about this.
Okay. So we have empath, what's called our program is called Empath Choices for Care. We have free living wills, free assistance with living wills.
Yeah, that's free.
Free. Free, it's for me,
I can afford free.
You can call up Empath Health or Suncoast Hospice, whatever
the
case may be.
586-4432.
That's it.
Yeah, 727-586-4432. Called it a couple times myself.
Isn't she good?
Wow.
She's so good. And I have packets I can put in the mail to you.
Perfect.
With a pretty extensive guidebook to help you through this. But if you need more assistance, I will come out to your house. I will meet you at Panera Bread. You can come to me. Whatever the case may be, my goal is to help people in this community get their wishes documented and their families less stressed.
Right.
Now. Really important thing just launched.
This is why I want to. This is what we need to hear about.
This is why I'm very important.
Maria, we all need to hear this.
And this is kind of how we all tie in together. The problem with living wills is they're really good for a small window of time. We're only dying once.
Right.
We're only at that point in time where people have to make decisions
hopefully once.
But unfortunately, the world has shifted, and we get sick for a long time now. We're not sick.
Because we live so much longer
than
we did before.
Amazing medical technologies. Things are happening. People are living a lot longer. Yes and no.
I always say I got good news for you. We're living longer. But I have bad news for you. We're living longer.
Yeah. Exactly. And that is a good and bad thing. Again, going back to what you want and what your goals are and what you value. And what we talked about for a long time was, there are a lot of decisions to be made way before your living will comes into effect.
Right.
And so what are we going to do about that? And what happens with people who have dementia and have good days and bad days? You know, some days they have the capacity to make decisions for themselves. Other days they don't. And they're not at end of life for a long, long time. Sometimes 10 years.
Exactly.
And so what we did is we kind of had a think tank, if you will, to talk about these issues, worked very long, over a year, on creating what we call the Dementia Living Will Extension. And that's kind of, again, I use the word upstream, the decisions to be made before your living will. Mm-hmm. And we kind of focus those decisions around feeding, lots of decisions about what people want and don't want as it pertains to how they get their nutrition. And hospital stays, something very important right now about people go down and automatically right back into the ER eventually
unfortunately.
Right, readmitted. Yeah. And we're hearing about that more and more. And it's not what the patient wanted, but it's our default, right? We don't know what else to do.
Right.
And so this extension provides a way for families to talk about, well, what happens if I don't want to do that anymore?
Right.
And for families not to panic and say, well, we already talked about this. Remember, Dad said, this is what we're going to do. And certainly that's where hospice can be a big help.
Right.
With care centers that can provide that comfort care and get people back to where they can go back into their homes, which is where most of us want to spend our time.
Right.
And so this was a very important document. It's a it's an intense document. It's one that it's not a light document. It's not light reading. However, very important.
So besides just our listeners, if anybody wants you to come and speak at their Kiwanis group or their Rotary group or their garden club,
absolutely.
How can they reach you? And that's what you do. You'll go out and we'll have these conversations.
Absolutely. I will talk to anyone who will have me from the basically from
mobile home parks.
From the church basement. It was six people in it to I've given presentations to hundreds and hundreds at conferences as well. Getting in touch with me is pretty simple. I'll give you my number. It is 727-536-7364. And my email is my name, Tracy Christner, TracyChristner, at Empath Health.
And you can see that all on my Facebook page. We're going to get ready to hear from some of our partners. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Maria a little more. And then I want to talk to you a little bit more. So don't go away, guys. We need to listen to my fabulous partners because you know what happens. If we don't hear from the partners, you don't hear from me. See you in a little bit. Can always count on me. But
that's what friends are for. The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko
has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Collette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Collette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Collette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the Gallo Cares for the Caregivers. And now we're going to talk a little bit more to the famous Maria Weiner of Maria's Adult Daycare. And I'm very excited that Maria is here today because, as we said before, when Maria was with us last, she only had one location, but now she has two. So chat with us, honey.
So we had Seminole, my first baby, we call it our baby, 5 years ago. And I was noticing that people that were coming from Dunedin and from Palm Harbor and Clearwater, it was a travel time to go all the way to Seminole. And they
it might stop them from coming because of the travel time.
Well, after 2-3 months in the program, it was a lot for the caregiver to even do the transportation, and we knew they were overwhelmed already. So they would always ask, when are you going to go to Clearwater, that side of town? And I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And we found a great location on Countryside Boulevard and US 19. And it's just 3,600 square feet, but
it's gorgeous.
Beautiful. I wanted to decorate it as a spa.
Yeah.
Like a place when you go in, you won't even.
And it's bright and it's clean. It's refreshing, you know. It's just lovely.
And so it's not only that. I always tell people, you know, when you walk into a facility, a nursing home, an assisting living memory care, yes, it's beautiful to see the beautiful furniture. It's beautiful to see a building.
Right.
But it's not that. It's
right.
The people that work there that
exactly.
Makes it special.
Exactly.
And I always tell them, you know, go beyond the marketer. Go beyond the administrator. Go and see those CNAs. Go and see the direct person that's taking care of them.
And you know what I tell people? Sometimes I go to a place, it's great. It's the bomb. And you know what? I go back 6 months later, the staff has changed, the ownership have changed, and I wouldn't want my loved one to be there then. So you need to keep on top of your stuff.
Well, and then I'm not going to blame the fact that maybe you have to rotate or change some few people because you want to get the right fit. You want to get
right.
The right person. But meet the person that's taking care of your loved one, direct contact, meet who they are, who they come from. When I employ my people, I don't ask questions. I just want to know who they are.
Right.
And what gets to me is the passion, is when they tell me they love to take care of seniors.
Right.
When they tell me they have experience with their own grandmother,
I took care of my grandma,
or with their parents, and I see the advocacy in them that I know that they're going to stand up to me and they're going to say, this is what we should do for this person.
Right.
This is what this caregiver needs.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That is Maria's team.
Yeah.
Right on.
Exactly.
I'm like, welcome to the family.
Yeah.
And it's not about titles at Maria's. I'm like, right. I am going to clean the floor if I need to.
Exactly.
What's the best time of the day for me? Help serve lunches.
Yeah.
Guess what? Go to a facility and go tell the administrator to serve lunches.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Go tell them to put some sneakers on and go and run and go hand to hand with their CNA.
Right.
And go and tell their CNA what a wonderful job they're doing today.
Yeah.
Listen.
And that's so huge because this is not an easy job.
When I can serve lunch and I can see my people enjoy their lunch and I can meet with the caregiver at the end of the day and tell them, look, they ate 80% of their lunch. They ate 100% of their lunch. Listen, the conversations I hear while they're having lunch, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And when I can go back and say that to a family member, they know you care because you have to care if you're doing that.
Well, you know, Maria, I'm out there a lot. I'm around a lot. I see a lot of different things. And I do a support group at Maria's in Seminole. And some of the people are from the public, but some of the people have their loved one in Maria's. And they come and they say to me, my mother loves it here so much. She is like so disappointed when she can't come on the weekend. You don't hear that kind of stuff. You could see some places where you see somebody like dragging their loved one in. They're like skipping into her place.
I know. I love it. And when they come in and it's from the staff from the front desk in Seminole, my sister works there. She's the front desk. She's the
bomb.
She's fun. She, you know, she doesn't have to pay bills. So she's happy all the time. But she came in by default. She was moving from a city.
It was perfect.
My office coordinator was moving on to, you know, something else. And I told her, hey, can you fill in for a couple weeks while I get somebody in the front?
She was the perfect
fit. Was just right in because I said, I haven't fought with her in 39 years. I don't want to start fighting with her now.
When you're working together.
So now almost 2 years later, we still have the best relationship. Yeah. We have, you know, it's great because I can actually, you know, talk to her and drop some bombs, you know, like the...
And really have an honest conversation.
And have an honest conversation. And I'm not going to be, you know, going against the law because at the end of the day, well, I'm treating her. She's my sister. I can tell her anything I want.
But, you know, it's kind of cool, too. It's just for you as sisters, too, to just have your own conversation.
I know. I love it. And then I have the best nurse.
Oh,
I think in the country.
I love Amy.
Oh, she's passionate.
She has the biggest smile, the brightest smile.
I'm telling you. And Amy, when I talk about Maria's, I should also talk about Amy because it's like Amy's place. You know, she's the most amazing nurse, and it's because of the passion and the love. Listen, this lady will stand up to anyone and will tell them it's either white or black, but she will always stand up for that loved one, for that dementia patient,
with love, with kindness.
Care.
With education.
That's it. That's all you need. And then I have Sadie, my med tech CNA. She is the bomb, too. It's like she is my girl. I have Carissa.
Yeah.
Carissa has been with me since day one. Amy has been with me since day one. And Carissa is the one that does all my snacks, and she saves me money. It's amazing how much money I just found a coupon, you know, and it's like, wonderful. I love you today more. And then my activity director.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing when you find that activity director that just.
Oh, because that is so important.
Yes. But then I remember somebody telling me when you interview for activity director, remember, they're going to be a little bit crazy. And I'm like, They need to be crazy.
Yeah.
8 hours a day, nonstop activities. Right. You cannot be normal.
Right. You got to be something that's going,
No, you have to go. And yeah. I love the fact that that's what Clearwater has now. And then Clearwater, we have Lisa, my activity director. Yeah. I have to honor all my employees because they work so hard every day to make everybody so happy.
Right.
And it's not from the members. It goes all the way from the entire family.
Well, you know, I can remember coming to your place one day. I don't remember what I was there for. And there's Amy sitting there talking with a caregiver. And she must have been sitting with that caregiver. I think I was at your place for like 40 minutes. Yep. And she was still sitting there talking to that caregiver, just trying to help that caregiver. And you're not going to find people that are going to do that. They're going to be, it's 5 o'clock, got to go.
There's no time at Maria's. You know, right. It's at the end of the day, I tell my staff, it's we are on the caregiver's time.
Right.
If they need that 45 minutes, you give them that 45
right.
minutes.
Right.
Because that 45 minutes is going to make a difference in not only our members' life, but in their life and their family that they're surrounded
and in
by.
Your life. Because when you take the time to be kind to somebody, when you take that time to treat someone that, you know, that their life is important, it turns around to you, too. That is so huge.
Countryside, Clearwater Maria's, again, going back to the staff, we got April. She started as a CNA at Maria's Seminole. For 3.5 years, she was with me. She moved to Hudson. She said, if you ever come this way,
yeah, please.
I want my resume to be the first in your hand, and that's what happened. She did the ALF administration program, and now she's my supervisor. So you see how people grow within Maria's and loves it. That's their home.
Yeah.
And so, and then we have...
You're a great boss.
We have Autumn. I love her. I just hired a part-time front desk, Janet. And this is the funny part. I just need her for Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Because that's when we have the most members.
And you're busy.
Well, guess what she told me on Friday?
What?
She said, I want to volunteer Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Wow.
You are blessed.
No, but this is not like, she says, I need to volunteer. Can you give me 3 hours? It doesn't matter if you have, I'm just volunteering my time.
Because I just love
doesn't
it.
Doesn't that tell you something?
It's huge.
Tells me I want to work for you.
No.
I need an old folk.
This is it. I'm a little bit off. And some people say, yeah, she's a little bit crazy, passionate advocate. I was born an advocate. I think I was the third child. I started going to, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So I went to kindergarten on my own, 3 blocks in Brooklyn, alone. Going to school, come back. Two parents, hardworking parents. My mom was a CNA.
Yeah, I love your
mom. My
mom
was a CNA at a nursing home, if nobody knows about it. 10 years, she worked in a nursing home in Staten Island. Mom now suffers of, she has a bad shoulder because she was lifting, helping people, toileting.
Life.
So I used to go with dad and pick up mom at a nursing home at 10 o'clock at night. We used to all get in the car and go pick up mom. Bring her back. And sometimes mom had to finish some paperwork.
Right.
And I would go into the nursing home at 5, 6 year old and look at the old people. And I will always tell mom, it's like, oh, you know, what happened with that lady? Like, she's not talking. And mom says, well, sometimes people need a little bit of caring and you just have to just hug them and smile at them and they'll start talking to you.
Aww.
So it comes from the house.
Yeah.
Then people say, what happened? Like, what got you into this? Then I saw how she took care of grandma. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
Then you realize you go back. So I was the third child walking on the streets of Brooklyn, came home. I was so it's like she came home every day. She came back. So they were happy that. So I'm like, I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
I'm an advocate for my caregivers.
Tell us about your conference.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So on March 23rd, Friday, we will have our 4th annual caregiver conference.
I love that conference.
Co-sponsored by St. Pete College Seminole Campus, third year in a row, and now AARP.
Whoa, yay.
is going to be our largest sponsor, so I am excited about it. We got Linda coming in.
Yes, I'll be there, guys. You know that.
And I just invited Tracy because I think that there is so much information that people need to know that me as a professional need to know to serve as a resource for caregivers.
And when is this conference?
March 23rd from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it will be at San Pete College Seminole Campus.
So how do people come? How can people register or whatever?
RSVP at Maria's Seminole. Call my sister, my crazy sister.
Tell them your sister's name.
Luz, L-U-Z. And 727-393-7711. 727-393-7711. RSVP. We have a max of 200 chairs.
And it's going to fill up.
Last year we had 172.
Yeah, so you're.
And it's only for caregivers.
Right.
There's no CEUs on that. This is all about caregivers. Right. This is all about how can we help them? How can we show them programs, resources? How can we motivate them to continue to fight and advocate no matter where you are, no matter what you do, no matter what decision you make? You have to continue to advocate.
And to let them know that they are not alone.
They are never alone.
No. Thank you, God. Alrighty, we need to hear from our wonderful partners again, so don't go away, guys. We'll see you in a little bit.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means? We're off to the races with Lynn, and she's going to tell us what's going on.
Okay. On January 16th, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Clearwater, Easy Living Home Care is having a free workshop. Free. Focused on organizing your affairs. Linda Chamberlain will be the speaker. Please RSVP to Kathy at 727-447-5845. That's 727-447-5845.
Knowledge is power.
And then on January 20th, from noon to 5 p.m., there will be a jamboree at Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant in Clearwater, Florida, with music, magic, dancing, and more. 15% of the food sales will be donated to the Area Agency on Aging and Better Living for Seniors. You can purchase a table and decorate it and hand out your business brochures. RSVP to Carol at 727-580-0028 or Ginny at 727-644-7472.
And that's next Saturday, and Lynn and I will be there after the show. So,
we will?
Yeah, come meet us.
Okay.
I want some of them door prizes.
I want some of the food.
Okay.
On January 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Largo, Florida, is having a Senior Empowerment Day. There will be complimentary lunch, scam fraud information, which is very important, and door prizes and vendor tables. RSVP to 800-530-7047. That's 800-530-7047. 7047.
I hate to say it, guys, but there's people out there trying to scam you, so please go to this. You'll get a lot of information.
Yeah, there's a big new one out.
Yeah, and that's why it is, because you can go to this last year. You need to go every year because there's new stuff every
yes.
year.
Yes, it's on the news all the time. Yeah. All right, on January 24th, from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., St. Francis Church in Spring Hill is having a dementia care seminar. Gary LeBlanc, author of Staying Afloat in a Sea of Forgetfulness, and our Linda Burhans.
Woohoo!
Author, speaker, and caregiver will be the speakers. Please RSVP to Gary LeBlanc at 352-345-6270. That's 352-6270.
So I don't get to Spring Hill too often, guys, so come up and see me. It'll be a great day with a lot of great information.
And she'll sing to you.
I don't know. I sing on the show. I don't know if I'm singing at any seminars. Ladies, let's get your information one more time before we leave, how people can reach you.
So you can reach Maria Seminole, 727-393-7711, or if you're near Clearwater, Palm Harbor, Dunedin, Safety Harbor, Tarpon Springs, you can reach Countryside Maria's Adult Daycare Center at 727-223-3999. Go to my Facebook, Maria's Adult Daycare Center Facebook. You'll see all the pictures and all the fun we
yeah.
have there.
And they can just stop by for a visit if they want.
Yeah,
you know, they may not be ready for a daycare just yet, but they can come by and meet you because we know how it is. If you can get it done ahead of time, you're not acting under stress.
I always tell everyone have plan A, plan B, and plan C in place. It's never too early. It's always great to know what are your options, what are your resources out there, know the programs. That's why I want to invite you again to my March 23rd annual caregiver conference. I promise you, you will get most of the information, if not all that you will need for the next steps.
And the most wonderful thing is, you know, Maria and I know a lot of people. We don't always have all the answers, but we know people who do. So if you need any kind of resource, if we don't have it off the top of our head, we'll have it in a minute. And you know you can go to lindascaregiverconnections.com and find any of this information too. So Tracy, let us listeners and anybody that might want you to come and do a presentation or anybody might want you to come and speak a group, how can they find you?
Absolutely. You can call me to learn about my programs and any of our programs at 727-467-7423. Sorry, don't have my glasses on. And remember, it's never too soon to call to learn about any of these programs. Never a bad idea to know in advance because knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I know your time is really precious. Know that you can go and hear any of the podcasts of any of these shows again on ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. Go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. Because we have some great prizes. They'll get 8 hours of respite care from Maria's or Arden Courts or Assisting Hands and facials and haircuts and dinners and all sorts of good things. So
My Pillow.
And My Pillow, yeah. My Pillow. I love My Pillow. So thanks so much for joining us today. Like us on our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you and have a delicious day.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky